Okay, man. Here we are. Welcome to our pre-show. Let me turn down all this goddamn shit that I'm hearing. What All-Star game? The East Coast Hockey League. The East Coast Hockey League All-Star Classic. Brought to you by Warrior, whatever that is. And it looks like it's in some passable arena. Lots of advertising on the boards. But it looks like one of those kind of, you can tell it's a minor league arena because it doesn't have that lighting. You can always tell it's a, you can either tell it's in the 70s and they're showing you some replay from Maple Leaf Gardens, or it's a modern day minor league arena. Why do I always forget to turn the damn thing on? Hey, what is it, man? What is it, man? Hey, hello, test one. What is the, I don't understand why we have got such a hard time pulling a fucking level in this motherfucker. Where's the attenuator? The attenuator's cranked up pretty good. The master's up decently. I don't know. I run the master at zero. But that's me. And I got the gain is jacked on this motherfucker. I don't know, man, what it is. Testing 1, 2. Maybe it isn't supposed to pick up very clearly when you're just kind of mumbling like this and you're not talking real loud. That too. All right, man. So I believe that I've solved the problem. We have a brand new phone. Vernon, how are you?
I'm great. I hope you're not having me on this goddamn thing again, are you?
Yeah. No, we're not. I don't think so.
All right, okay, because I don't think. But yeah, I'm doing fine, Phil, and it's a Saturday night here. Let's see here, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Vernon Dozier. Test. Vernon Dozier here. Yeah, it's me. Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's always, let's see. Vernon Dozier here. What about you? Well, I think it's, yeah. This guy, Vernon Dozier, how are you?
I'm doing very good, Vernon. How are you?
Well, I'm feeling good. Okay, that might be.
Fuck if I know. which is our standard answer to everything. Fuck if I know. 3-1 East. I think we have to take it off of this. I keep wanting to go over there, man. I've moved everything over here. I've moved everything to the logical side. Split screen. God, that fucking coronavirus? Motherfucker. Here's the... And I'm not that much of a tennis fan. I always watch Wimbledon because Wimbledon's, you know... And the U.S. Open, maybe. I'm a big... When it comes to golf and tennis, I'm a big event guy. Masters, fucking Wimbledon. Masters and Wimbledon, boom. I gotta see those, always see those. The rest of that dog shit I could give a fuck about. Now, this is the whole, especially these indoor fucking tournaments like this Australian thing. Oh, a nice passing shot. Isn't that what they call it? Do Americans play tennis well anymore, or do we suck? We suck, don't we? I think we pretty much suck. I don't mean to be a bummer, but hey, you know, I call it the way I fucking see it. The 100, NFL's 100 greatest what? My football watching days are wrapping up, man. All right. Oh, is it Joe Namath? Well, you know, we got to love Broadway Joe. You got to love Broadway Joe, man. They sure fucking did. George Sauer. Bill Mathis. Oh, that's Bake Turner. Is that the tight end, Bake Turner? There goes Matt Snell. Joe Namath was the first Deion Sanders. Before there was Deion Sanders, was Joe. There's the L being swallowed. And he's a Cincinnati kid. He's an Ohio kid. That's kind of Western Pennsylvania, Cincinnati, you know. I'll go understand why, but what is this? I love old football films. Oh, yeah. They had to have. Unless you integrate, yeah. That was fantastic. That was fucking fantastic. Kenny Washington. And they had Jackie Robinson on the team. Woody Strode. Good Lord. Marion Motley. The LA Commission. LA Coliseum Commission. Good for you guys. There's the Browns, man. Like that fucking Cleveland Brown team, baby. If you saw Once Upon a Time in the West, Woody Strode's in that. Christ, he's in a lot of movies. There's Jackie Robinson. The Marion Motley. I don't know who that is. The best quote I heard, where Jim Brown is on a walker now. He's very elderly now. The best quote I heard was Deacon Jones said it, I think. He said, I was allowed to hit a white man as hard as I wanted to. So why, what, you got to, you know, that was heaven, you know. That was like being in fucking heaven. I could go on that field and I could beat on a fucking white man all day. And I mean beat on him till I killed him. And nobody's going to do shit to me. They weren't going to do a goddamn thing to me. He said it was the greatest fucking job he ever had. By the way, and I should say it on the air because I think I said it on the air. What is with the levels in this fucking goddamn thing? Okay, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with these levels. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Really not happy with those levels, man. Testing. So that was really, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, during the show, I have to tell you, I was wrong. I'll say it during the show, tell my BSPs now. I was wrong about that whole Jackie Robinson wouldn't, he retired rather than be traded to the Giants. That's a myth, probably one that the Dodgers didn't mind, you know, promoting themselves. The fact is that when Robinson, by the time he was in 1956 or 7 when they were going to trade him, he was in his late 30s, he'd already signed a deal with Chock Full of Nuts Coffee, and he'd signed a deal with Look Magazine for his biography. So, and he was expecting to commence those deals with the end of his career. So he announced, I don't know, he announced his retirement first, and then the Dodgers announced the trade, and he had to go to the Dodgers. Oh, or so I think the Dodgers announced the trade, and he had to go to them and say, I can't do it. I mean, I'm because I've already made these commitments. but he had told the Giants, and he's on the record saying to the Giants, I would have loved to play for the Giants. So, you know, but it's a great little piece of bullshit that circles around Dodger fan, you know, conversations from time to time with Jackie Robinson. But, you know, there's no love lost between the fucking teams on the field. I'm sure the organizations go through. The thing that happened here in L.A. with that Giant fan beating up, getting beaten up by those fucking scumbags, that turned everybody off to the rivalry, to the rivalry's most extreme sentiments and emotions. Like, in other words, people were saying, I don't like the fucking Giants, but that is fucking over the fucking line, way over the line. And maybe even a fist fight's warranted when you're young, but not something, not potential manslaughter. You know, that's, and I was at a UCLA, USC, Dawn and I were at the UCLA-USC game about 3 years ago. We had 50-yard line seats on the UCLA side. And Dawn's a huge Bruin fan. I grew up rooting for the Trojans, but I could give a fuck at that point because I hadn't been to a college football game probably in about 4 or 5 years. And there was a guy next to me who was getting really upset with the fact that a USC, this is, again, this is the UCLA section, and he was getting really upset with this cat sitting in front of us who is a USC fan, and he was cheering. He knew where he was. He knew he was in the middle of a bunch of Bruin fans, and he was, I would say that he was, you know, conscious of that. He wasn't overdoing it, but SC made a couple of good plays. The guy cheered, and the guy next to me started to kind of mouth off a little bit to him, and this guy had his kids with him, and I said to this guy, he's with his kids. Yeah, he's with his fucking kids, okay? And I said it as loud as the kids could hear. He's with his goddamn motherfucking kids, okay? Sorry, kids. And I'm kidding. I didn't do that. But to the guy's credit, he, you know, that shit is not worth it, man. It's not life and death. It's not, it ain't shit, you know? Probably I feel that way now because I know exactly what happened in the world of talk radio, for instance, when they shifted over from sort of the entertainment-driven talk radio that we were doing to sports talk. Because what the owners and the management people said in radio is, it's sports talk. It's really passionate. It's really emotional. People get really fired up, and it doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean shit. And they're right. They're right. It doesn't. I don't care how much of a fan I am of any team. There's no goddamn way in hell that I'm going to rail against some guy using colorful language while his kids are sitting there. Because I happen to like the Bruins and he's a Trojan fan. Who gives a fuck? You know, that's not worth it, man. If it was a different situation, it was a goddamn a real life thing. You know, yeah, maybe. I don't know what this is. It looks really fat. Oh, it's the 100 greatest something. I'll have to look this up on the old, there's Ditka. I just was watching the San Francisco, of course, this is the kind of dork I am. I was just watching the San Francisco, the greatest NFL game changers. George Halas is number 5. Look at him. He's showing Gale Sayers. Sayers is being real patient. That's Halas and Vince Lombardi. Look at the reverence that Lombardi has for Halas. That's pretty amazing. Paul Hornung, who got thrown out of the league in the early 60s for gambling. I remember that because I was in bed with the measles. 63 Bears Giants. This was the end of the glory years for the Bears and the Giants for many fucking years. For many, many fucking years. That's the last. Oh, is that Lambeau? No, that's Halas. Sorry. Number 4, Bill Walsh. Sure, why not? Are they talking about coaches or just... So they must have talked about Paul Brown. I bet you, who do you think's number 1? Lombardi or Paul Brown? I would say Paul Brown. I would have to say Paul Brown, wouldn't you? Huh? Yeah. Oh, hey. All right, so you look at that while I do a little bit of prep here and I'll comment on it. I know that we had... Right, and there, that's what you do, see, there's, the, and here, look, see, there's, that's where that, you go there, and, that, and this guy goes there. I don't know why you guys can't get it. Every damn day I drill down on this shit. Is that Ronnie Lott? See, and then this, and it goes here. This is where there's nothing, I don't want anybody writing anything here, I don't want anybody doodling, that'll be my, oh shit, there's a round thing there. Is it Roger Craig? The thing about the 49ers, they could pull anybody out of that lineup and plug anybody in. Didn't goddamn matter. Let me take a look here, man. Let me get some characters here. Art, how you been?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. I didn't have to anticipate. I appreciate you having me on. I know I've been kind of embarrassing.
No, you haven't. But why do you say that?
I've been drinking.
Oh, Art, not again.
Yeah.
What? Why are you drinking again, man?
Oh, just...
You know, that's gonna kill you, Art.
Oh, don't I know it, you know, but... I gotta do something. I drink, and then I, you know, work on my airplane, and... Here's Joe Montana. Did they ever have a guy by the name of Joe North Dakota? Wouldn't that be fun? You know?
Yeah.
Okay, forget it.
John Taylor. That's the Bengals Super Bowl. Existential of the characters again. Dee 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 boo doot boo doot doo 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 oh the doo da day gwinder it all night. Bet my money in the bobtail nag. Somebody bet on. All my exes live in Texas. And Texas is the place I dearly long to be. And all my exes live in Texas. All right, fuck this. Who wants to watch this shit anyway? Right? I got shit I gotta do. I got places I gotta go. People I gotta see. All my exes live in Texas. If you have like 22 followers on Twitter, but you yourself follow 22,000 people, doesn't all of that kind of get just lost in the, you know what I mean? I don't know. Okay. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't understand that. Has got the law looking out for me. All right. I think it was a chick. I'm looking at comedians, so it's not like I'm scoping out girls. I say chick. You're right. Who's this dude? I say dude and chick. Maybe it's not respectful. Maybe I'll do something else. Maybe I'll say something else. Maybe I'll be someone else. I'll just go ahead and fucking be somebody else. Now to defend the Space Force, Steve Bozell. Steve?
You know, this is not fair because what you do is you try to make me into some kind of a chimpanzee because I...
Oh, no, but I mean, what is this? You don't have him, Phil. That's your... You lead him right into that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Mr. Ernie.
Is today, what's today, Wednesday? All right, man. The fuck is this? What is this? What is it? What is it? not this. Opening night of Super Bowl. It's like they're at some week-long summer camp that's worth millions to go to. Then they have that guy from Hungary. Did you see that TV guy from Hungary? He's a TV reporter who dresses like a Carpathian princess. He wears a dress. They got every kind of freaking weird ass in this thing, man.
All my exes live in Texas. All my exes. Test 2 on 2. Yeah, well, Phil, I've been very fortunate in my life and time.
I've been some
places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made a lot of bad rhyme. But when my life is over, remember when we was together? We was alone and I was singing this song for you. I know your image of me is what I want to be. I treated you unkindly, but baby, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. Darling, can't you please see through me? 'Cause we is alone now. And I'm singing this song to you. There's dear LaMonica. He always looked baffled. LaMonica always looked bewildered by things. Here you go.
And that's why I hang my head in Tennessee.
I know what I'm looking for, man. In Tennessee. Yee-hee. Let me see this, man.
I've been working on it. I've been working on it, you know.
Gonna be here live doing that.
All right. Hey, everybody, Steve Ozell here.
Where's the fucking music, bitch? Oh, I know. I didn't turn it up. I got it muted. It's all fucked up, man. Don't worry. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm Steve Ozell. Hey, how y'all doing? Welcome to Phil Hendry's show. I ain't gonna be hosting or anything. I'm just kind of leading off with Phil here. He's. Whew. You know, I'm married to April right now, but there was a time, still is, in fact. All my exes live in Texas, yeah.
Really?
And Texas is a place I'd dearly love to be. But all my
live in Texas.
I don't know, man. It seems like a stretch. Seems like a stretch. Okay, hold on. Hold the fucking phone, man. What time is it? What's the date today? Let's see.
All my exes live in tech. All my exes live in...
Hey, that's...
Yeah, that's my... All my exes live in Texas. Hey, Miss Center, have you heard that song? It's really great. It's called All My Exes Live in Texas.
Oh, shit. What's your problem, man? You're not going to sing that. Yeah, I want to sing it. All my S's live in Texas. What's the...
In Texas.
All right, so we'll have Norton lead off with that.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm going to sing the song.
All right, so Chris Norton's going to sing All My X's Live in Texas.
Yeah, it's a George Strait song. It's a really great song. I think a lot of women love it. And also helps me express his ass.
Oh, my God. You think I'm nuts. No, I've met these fucking people. I've met these people, man. I told you, man, I've met motherfuckers like this, like Chris Norton, and God, what the fuck is this? I met people like Chris Norton. You wouldn't even believe it if I told you. You wouldn't believe it. In Florida, I told you about it, you know, all these motherfucking guys in Florida drinking rum and fucking their best friends' girlfriends, and, you know, just...
All my asses live in Texas.
Boy, I must have been having a rough month because I did a solo show. I did a solo show this time last year on sleep paralysis. That ain't fun. That ain't fun. That ain't fun. That ain't fun.
Alice is in Nogales.
It's got the law looking after me. It's really interesting. It's almost like there's too much material. It's like down through the years, over the course of the many years we've done this show, 30 fucking years we've done this show, coming up on 30, right? Yeah, yeah. 1990, this coming summer, is going to be the 30th anniversary of the Phil Hendry, the funny Phil Hendry show, the good Phil Hendry show. And before that, there was a disc jockey Phil Hendry who didn't know his ass from a hole in a reef. A Hole in the Reef, man. Bob, how you doing?
Phil, I'm great. Thanks for having me on your program. And excuse me, all of us here at Fraser Foods, and that's a hell of a lot of us.
Bob rolls out a new. What if Bob rolled out a new, like, I don't know, Fraser Foods jingle? This is Chris Norton, and this is a song that is going to be featured in our new movie, which is called "I Took a Walk in the Backyard." Fraser Food here, and Bob Green. Bob.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Great. And you got a song you want to sing?
No, this is a new Fraser Food jingle that we want to try out on everybody. Connie? Fraser Foods. That's not what... Hold on for a minute, Phil. Get your ass. The new Fraser Foods. Go... Fraser Foods. We serve anyone. What do you think?
No, I don't like it.
Fraser Foods. It just makes sense. Eat it. Phil, this is, but you know, Fraser Foods. Eat it. All right? Ted?
Hey, Bob, how are you?
Great.
I don't think it makes it. I just don't think it makes it.
Oh, is that right? What was the line? It says, Fraser Foods, eat it.
No, that,
I don't like it, Bob.
You don't like it, but you got bells shoving in people's mouths.
Okay, wait a minute, man. And Texas is the place I dearly long to be. But all my Texas live in Mexes. Play it again, dude. There it is.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
All right. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, pop, 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 pop. Paul Warfield. Boy, there was a hell of a wide receiver. Paul fucking Warfield, man. Caught anything. Caught everything. Christ, he was great. Greatest wide receiver of his day. He was the, you know, you name it, man. Who's our guy now? Who's the best wide receiver? I can't keep track of all the guys we had, you know, but, you know, he was it, man. Played for the Dolphins briefly. Played for the Browns. Did he play for the fucking Bengals? Did he go and play for old man Brown? But I sure, that was the Cleveland Browns. Boy, were they good. They were good. But. Never won an NFL title. Never in the 60s, when they were really coming into their own. They were a 50s team. And have never been to the Super Bowl. That's a, like, for a city as steeped in pro football tradition and history as the Cleveland, not to having been, I don't know. You know, I mean, that's a real fuck up, you ask me. So there is... And Ted's restaurant is here. Don't fucking mute that shit, motherfucker. Huh? Whew. All right. Let me try this, man. Let's see. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows where the time goes? Hey, man, why can I not, like, see what I want to see? Huh? What's the problem with this goddamn fucking thing? All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Testing 1, 2.
Yeah, and I can tell you, it's really exciting for me to do these things. And
all right, guys.